Andy and Kat podcast is brought to you by Gracie's Goodies, locally owned and operated in Leo. Choose the bakery that was voted number one in the best bakery, best desserts, and best wedding cake maker categories in the 2023 Reader's Choice Best of Awards. Gracie's features a variety of yummy cupcakes, cookies, macarons, and brownies daily. Need a cake for a celebration? Order delicious cakes and decorated sugar cookies for any special occasion, designed to your specifications. And the cakes and cookies are not only pretty, they taste amazing. Find a full menu at graciesgoodies.com. Gracie's Goodies is the perfect choice to provide delicious desserts for your special event, celebration, or just because. Let Gracie's Goodies do dessert for you.
It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. Here we are on a Friday. By the way, Powerball Saturday, $1.23 billion. Little reminder there. In terms of what's trending with our news, researchers in Harvard say women who are trying to get pregnant should honestly try adding this to their diet, and you will not hate it. Ice cream twice a week.
What?
Research shows eating a high-fat dairy food helps reduce the risk of infertility. A California lawmaker, let's see if this comes into law. So this is in the state of California only. It's being proposed. Would make it illegal for your boss to regularly contact you after hours. If they do, they would face a fine of at least $100 per offense. It includes phone calls, text messages, and emails, unless it's an emergency or to address a work scheduling issue. We'll see if that passes. My guess is no, but we'll see. Women's Final Four action. Tickets to the Women's Final Four in Cleveland are going for as much as $2,000 or more for a ticket. Everybody wants to watch Caitlin Clark and Iowa, along with others in the Final Four. If you do want to watch her, they play tonight, taking on UConn. It'll be a good game, but it doesn't start until 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Nope, try that again. On ESPN. Sorry about that. But on the men's side in Arizona, Purdue plays NC State Saturday. That game is on TBS, and it starts a little after 6 p.m. Eastern. Reese Witherspoon is reportedly in development for a Legally Blonde television series for Amazon. However, there's no word officially if she's producing it or she's looking to play Elle Woods again in an Amazon series. Tiger Woods is getting ready for the Masters. They interviewed a buddy of his to say, what's he doing? How's his swing? All the things health-wise. And the friend went on the record to say, he's really focused. Tiger is even abstaining from sex to stay focused for next week's Masters golf tournament. Maybe that's an ex-friend, because now that's a storyline.
No kidding.
That'll be... By the way, he's reportedly not linked to anyone either.
Right.
And had to, in the past, seek...
services.
He seeked addiction to services. Mm-hmm. He went through rehab for being a sex addict. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Hey! That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. For those of you who don't know, let me explain it again because everybody listens at different times and we just had Taylor play there. We are giving you the swiftest way to Taylor, two tickets to her November 2nd show, and then we're flying you via helicopter from Sweet Helicopters from Fort Wayne to a private, already reserved helipad in downtown Indianapolis. You get off the helicopter, you take an elevator down, I think you walk a block or two, and then you are there at Lucas Oil Stadium. And then after the show, you don't have to deal with parking or any of that jazz or hotels or any of that stuff. And then you just get back on your private helicopter and you fly back. I think the whole thing they say is 60 minutes, but it's like a 50-minute, you know, flight if weather conditions are perfect.
This is so cool.
And So anyway, and then you get qualified. You're like, well, Andy, how do I win this magical experience? Which is a good question to ask. You got to be listening for when during the day we play back-to-back Taylor Swift songs.
Right.
As soon as the second one starts to play, that's when you want to be caller 13. And it might be handy to know our phone number in advance, which is 260-467. 1-800-875-0500. Oh, we did get another question. This was a smart, very astute question. I like that people think intensely about this because people want to poke holes in things.
I know they do.
And they say, Andy, what if the weather, because we were paying attention to the weather a lot with the eclipse on the horizon, what if the weather is not advantageous to fly in a helicopter to Taylor Swift on the day of the show? Let's just say there's a huge vortex of wind.
Oh.
And the conditions are not apropos. Well, we do have a backup solution to that already available.
Oh, we do?
Don't you know this?
No, I don't know this.
Don't you know?
What meeting did I miss again?
This has been discussed several times.
Are you
in
kidding
the meetings?
Me?
Yes. No, I'm not.
I guess
I thought you, I was actually going to have you reveal it, but you don't know it.
I don't know what the answer to that is. I swear I have not been in these meetings. I have not been in a meeting that discussed what our backup plan is if you can't take a helicopter
ride. If for some reason,
weather permitting.
Yeah, if there's an unsafe weather condition, of course we're not going to risk you.
Right.
We do have a backup solution. Yes. Do you want me to say what it is?
Yes.
Because apparently you've fallen asleep in the meetings where we've discussed this many,
I don't think that we
many
have.
Times.
Have we really?
At least twice. I know. The answer is we've arranged a private limo service.
Oh, well, that's...
It's already reserved.
Okay, good.
If the weather conditions are deemed even questionable or dangerous by any scale, because it is November.
Right.
We don't know what you're going to get.
Right. Okay, so we're going to give you a limo ride.
And then we'll work out something maybe for a helicopter thing on the back end.
Yeah.
You know, we'll work it out.
Okay, okay, okay.
You know, you get it.
I swear I've not been in any of those meetings. I don't know what kind of private meetings you've had with management and promotions. But those were private meetings that you had that I promise you I did not fall asleep during those meetings.
You zone out, man.
I do sometimes. Now, yesterday, I will admit.
You zoned out during that meeting.
I told you behind the scenes yesterday, I was about ready to fall asleep.
Yeah. Well, that says it all. It's Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with us. If you ever miss anything on the show and you want to get caught up on your own time, Andy and Kat podcast is available each and every day. It's worth a subscribe, you know?
That's right.
It's worth a little likey. Inflation's a big storyline. I saw this today. Came across my desk. Guys, you know, I have a very busy desk.
It's a very messy desk.
Very busy desk. Lots going on. Inflation is so bad now. How bad is it that a $100 grocery list in 2019 now costs $140 today?
Yikes, really?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Shoppers now spend close to $140 for the same basket of staples, like, you know, eggs and laundry detergent. Yep.
Cheese.
That's $140, and it's that same list would have cost you $100 back in 2019, pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things that have seen the jump, we've talked about eggs. Eggs is close to $4, but detergent is the other. Have you bought detergent?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my land.
Yeah.
A traditional bottle of detergent used to cost $7. It's now $11.
Yeah. I believe that. I mean, my Tide has gone up. I might be switching back to Arm & Hammer.
I do Arm & Hammer.
Yeah, I'm going to switch back.
I do the cheaper stuff. I'm like, you smell enough. That's fine. I don't know that there's a difference.
I mean, the secret to Arm & Hammer is you buy it at Walgreens. A lot of times, it's like $1.99. Walgreens has Arm & Hammer. Typically, you can find it on sale for like $1.99 for the liquid.
There's nothing cheaper at Walgreens.
I'm telling you.
I mean, they have it, but it's never cheaper.
It's their loss leader. Yes, absolutely. Buy the limit.
The other one is deodorant. Deodorant's gone up in price. Sometimes a stick of deodorant's like $8 if you get like a good one, like a name brand antiperspirant and deodorant.
You buy at Dollar Tree. You can get the Suave at Dollar Tree.
Oh my gosh, this is your love language. You love talking prices.
I do.
Look at your...
Somebody writes in and says they buy their detergent at Walgreens as well. Oh. Arm & Hammer, $1.99 when they run the special.
Savings.
No.
$1.99 for the whole
jug. Like, I forget, it's like 24 loads or whatever, but it's the liquid detergent that looks like, you know, a gallon of it, but it's not. It's not a gallon. I mean, but you know what I'm talking about.
I do. I don't need you to further explain
it. All right. Anyway. Because I'm doing a terrible job? Yes? Okay. At least you're honest.
Like, I'm like, you don't need more words.
No words to say nothing.
That's right.
Seriously, I got to find it. I got to see if it's on sale this week.
I just bought something. I spent $10 on one.
I bet you spent $8 or $9 on the same.
Yeah,
Arm & Hammer Walgreens.
Yeah, that's what I liked. Anyway, well.
Very cheap. So, yeah.
All right, thank you, Kat. That was good. We'll go to you as our live pricing correspondent.
Where to save?
Well.
I know how to save sometimes. Because you always clown me for my
You certainly
spending.
Know how to spend.
I do know how to spend, but I also know how to save.
Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. A lot of people will be coming back into Fort Wayne or Northeast Indiana as spring break starts to wrap up this weekend. People want to get settled and maybe get back into their routines because the adults still have to go to work on Monday.
The timing is quite perfect. I mean, they left and then the weather got rainy and nasty, cold. And now it looks like we're going to see some sunshine possibly this weekend. And we're going to climb up to almost 70 by Monday.
By Monday.
Wow.
Yeah. We still have some cloud cover and the eclipse forecast. People are really interested in that, which I understand because there's a chance that we're going to have some cloud cover. But what we sort of learned yesterday was this, and that was that in our area, it'll be clouds, like 50% clouds, but as the afternoon progresses into the evening, we'll have less of those. So we know that we were talking about the exact opposite is likely to happen. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, that the exact opposite is going to happen in Dallas. Looks like they're going to start that morning sunny. But then it could get cloudy and storms impacting their total, economic impact. And so we found this song yesterday for folks that were traveling to Texas and now could be hit with a storm during the eclipse.
Planned a trip to go to Dallas to watch the big eclipse show. My special glasses are packed and a bottle of wine to really make it glow. But there's one thing that I might not see, 'cause what the weatherman's now telling me, come Monday, it may be out of sight. 'Cause Monday, stormy weather may rise. I spent $800 on a room and that sucks. And now the minibar's looking real fine.
Oh man, that would stink, wouldn't it? I just wonder how many places around town here locally are going to do, like, I don't know, lunar eclipse themed, you know, drinks.
I haven't seen anything like that. I haven't. I know IPFW has an event that they're trying to.
I think the embassy has a rooftop event that they're going to do too.
Okay. All right, good. I mean, I hope those are successful. I still think I'll probably just be at my house, but
yeah.
But I don't know. I do know kids are home.
Right.
And kids make everyone squirrely because by the time you get to 3 o'clock in the afternoon and if they've been inside all day,
yeah,
they're just going to want to explode and get outside and run around. So, you know, it'll be a lot of hoop to do for 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's the way the last one was, too.
4 minutes and 38 seconds or something like that is the maximum that you could possibly see for the eclipse on Monday. But on Monday, you'll start to see the moon in the sun at like 2 o'clock.
I just will not be on the roads during that time. I don't want to mess with traffic. I don't want to mess with people trying to look at it while they're trying to drive.
Sure.
I just want to be at my house. By that time, hopefully.
Look in your yard.
Or as I'm leaving the radio station, looking up and then like waiting.
Yep.
And then get in my car and drive. They're talking like 1 million people visiting Indiana for this.
I don't really believe it. And I don't know how you track that. But okay. I mean, good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's
come
multiple,
spend your money for
yes.
4 minutes.
Right.
It is Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI, Taylor Swift. Remember, be listening for back-to-back Taylor Swift songs throughout the day here at Magic 95.1. When you hear the second one start to play after the first one, that's a good indication to call. Maybe it's a good tip to have your number, our number pre-programmed. Just a thought. 260-467-9500. Caller 13 gets qualified for our trip. That includes tickets to her concert in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. Welcome to the Eras Tour. And then, of course, the helicopter experience, too, thanks to Sweet Helicopters, where you go to and from the event, land in a private downtown Indy helipad, and that is how you travel. That way you don't have to get bored driving down 69, and then you don't wake up until you get to the Nestle Quick Bunny.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
Anderson.
We might be near civilization again. This is how it is when I go drive down 69. Okay, there's a field. Who goes to that church?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why, who goes to a church in the middle of a cornfield near the interstate? I'm sure somebody, because that's a new steeple. And then, do you ever read the barns?
Oh,
The barns, like, have been named, or they put wording on the roof.
The roof?
Roof. And
isn't there one that says horse or something?
Yeah.
As you drive down 69?
As if you were like, I wonder what's in that. Oh, they labeled it.
That's horse barn. That's the horse barn.
That makes sense. Now I know, because I was wondering. And then some of them been like, hey, it's a family barn since 18, whatever. I don't believe that sign.
Next time you go down 69 and you're passing the GM plant once again, I want you to look over and see the number of deer to your right as you're heading down 69.
That's
because
right.
They are trapped in there. Well, they're not trapped.
There's a couple
listeners
openings.
Have said that there's an opening for the deer to go in and out of.
That's right.
But they choose not to because nobody bothers them inside the gates
of the GM
factory.
Yeah, I talked to a number of people since we've brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of employees, former employees, that they take lunch or whatever.
They
feed the deer out the back of the plant.
Yeah.
Or they believe there's some crazy incestual breeding going on.
Yeah.
Because it's like, because some of them are trapped, they just mate with their brother.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they're worried about some.
They look a little.
Well, they
little
worry.
Funny.
Yeah. They just, there's some things there that they
wonder about.
There's some questions that have not gone answered. That's all.
Okay.
That's all about,
I gotta tell you,
breeding practices.
The last time I went down there, I must have saw 12 deer just like standing around, grazing in the field, grazing on the grass.
Probably just got done mating.
Probably.
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know why I said
I think that, I don't know, maybe it's time to thin the herd a little bit.
Well, yeah.
I worry about them jumping across the fence.
Trips down 69, you can avoid all of the deer mating and Nestle Quick signs if you win our contest.
Our contest,
that's right. You see how we sold
that? Yeah, there we go.
There you go. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Okay, so we got the women's Final Four starts tonight. I'm going to try to watch IU. Nope, try that again. And action. Watch Iowa take on UConn. That's the second game, though, on ESPN, 9 p.m. However, Purdue plays men on Saturday. They take on NC State out in Arizona. That game is 6 p.m. Eastern on TBS for Saturday. Again, you have to have cable for that or, I don't know, I'm sure there's some sort of way you can jerry-rig it with some streaming subscription. Or you just hang out at a wing place and eat your feelings.
Right, yeah.
I'm sure
that's what I do.
Fast food or like wings or sports bars have so benefited from people cutting the cord.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. They have to. They have to, especially when these games are on cable channels that aren't available on streaming as of yet. Let's see. And then, of course, we're getting ready for next week. The Masters Golf Tournament will grab a lot of headlines. That tournament starts on Thursday, and it does look like Tiger Woods is in the field. His friend, who is helping him get ready, says Tiger's even abstaining from adult romantic activity, if you know what I mean, to stay focused on golf. Again,
I didn't think he was ever going to play again professionally.
No, he's been playing.
I know, but I just didn't think he'd ever play again.
Well,
he's
trying to win the most majors of all time. But it is funny. Can you imagine, like, if you're an accountant and it's tax season, can you imagine your boss saying, look, Carl, we have a lot of W-2s to get through. I need you to abstain. All right? That way you're focused until April 15th. I'd like for you to put your pleasure
aside.
Aside, so that your focus is solely on, like the athlete you are, crunching numbers, so that you abstain from mattress mamboing until after the tax deadline. Only in sports does anybody be like, you know what? I think I'm going to putt a little better if I abstain and put myself...
Didn't you say boxers earlier?
Boxers,
like,
are
boxers
the ones
are known to, like, abstain.
Yes. Yeah, they, yes. Mm-hmm.
I'd always heard, like, running track or cross country. You know, you want that endorphins, you want the hormones, you want that extra drive, and that will help you finish stronger and harder.
So. Well, we hang out with different people.